Good morning and welcome to our worship today. Today is the second last Sunday of the church year, which is known as Saints Triumphant Sunday. Whenever you prepare for an important moment in your life, you want to be very sure that you have it all straight. Well, as we prepare for the last day, we want to be sure we have it all straight. So may God bless our worship today. We begin with a prayer. Heavenly Father, today we remember with thanksgiving those who in faith have gone on to heaven before us. As you have received our brothers and sisters who now rest from their labors, bring us at last with them into the light of your presence, that in union with all your saints we may praise your name forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We begin our service then in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We begin with a reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. The Apostle Paul writes, "Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of people who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." This is God's word. Then the Apostle Paul continues in 1 Thessalonians 4. "After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words." This is God's word. We confess our sins. Heavenly Father, we run hard the race which you have marked out for us. Our eyes are fixed on Jesus, your perfect model for our faith. Yet we are easily distracted and hampered by severe strains in this life. Our sinful nature entangles and hinders us. Our thoughts, words, and actions fall far short in showing love for you and those around us. Hear us now as we confess our sins. Lord God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Forgive my open sins and my secret sins. Forgive the sins I know and the sins that I do not know. Forgive the sins I did to please myself and the sins I did to please others. Forgive them all, gracious Lord, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us be assured that our Heavenly Father has heard our confession, and through the life, the death, the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, he forgives us all of our sins. In faith, let us run with perseverance the race that's marked out for us. We pray. Almighty God and Savior, you have set the final day and the hour when we will be delivered from this world of sin and death. Keep us ever watchful for the coming of your Son, that we may sit with him and all your holy ones at the marriage feast in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We turn to the Word of God for this Saints Triumphant Sunday. We turn to the Gospel from St. John chapter 5. We'll begin reading at verse 25. And the Apostle reminds us that we will hear the voice of God and live. John writes, "Very truly I tell you, a time is coming, as has now come, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good will rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned." This is God's Word. We confess our Christian faith. I believe in God, our Lord and Father in heaven, who made us the crown of his creation, and preserves us with every good thing that we may live before him in peace and joy. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only Son from eternity, who became a man for us sinners, who redeemed us from Satan's power with his holy precious blood, who rose from death and made us his own to live with him now and forever. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who draws us to our Savior by the gospel, who keeps us united in the true faith, forgives our sin, and at the end of the world will raise us from death to eternal life. I believe in the triune God. Amen. With that then, we turn to our message for today. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Here in the Verde Valley, one certainly gets to see the truth of those lyrics that we learned as a child. The stars in the heavens certainly shine with brightness. Daniel indicates to us who those stars should remind us of. And Daniel also gives us the encouragement for us to shine today and forevermore. Listen closely as I read today's text. It's from the book of Daniel, chapter 12, the first three verses. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This is God's Word. Dear friends, here's the question. Who are those who shine like the brightness of the heavens? Who are those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever? It is Christians. Christians who have gone ahead of us and are shining like diamonds in heaven, and Christians like you and me who are still here and who are left to let our light shine in this sin-darkened world. Today, as I said, is Saints Triumphant Sunday, and we are among the saints. So, twinkle, twinkle, little star. First of all, we'll note that the world is evil. Secondly, Jesus delivers us from the evil, and therefore, let us shine like the stars now and forever. First of all, the world is very evil. The words before us today come from Daniel's fourth and final dream that God gave to him. This dream that Daniel has, which I just read about here, is of the present time, the here and now. The time between Jesus' ascension into heaven and his second coming in judgment. The time between his first coming and his last coming, the second coming, is called the end times. And Daniel indicates what that time's going to be like. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. That sounds rather scary, doesn't it? It'll be a time of great distress. What causes distress? What causes distress in your lives and other people's lives? You name it, huh? Perhaps it is family, finances, health, government, the leaders in the government? How about guilt? Lack of respect for authority? The breakdown of the home, the family? Well, what causes distress also is people that bend, twist, and change the truth of God's word to fit their opinions, their convictions, their morals of what's right and wrong. And the sad thing is that many times when those people are doing it, they don't even know they're doing it, but they are. And then there is distress in the church, apathy, indifference. Lots of people just don't care. They really don't care about their spiritual lives. Daniel forecasts what the results are from such things happening. The lack of interest in spiritual lives, the changing of God's word. He calls it distress. There will be a time of distress such as not happened from the beginning of nations until then. And this world's not going to change. It's not going to get better. And that's not a pessimist talking, but a realist who takes the Lord at his word. However, since we can and do take the Lord at his word, we can live with hope and confidence, knowing that Jesus delivers us from evil. Let me read the last part of verse 1 and verse 2. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise, and everyone whose name is found written in the book will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. What does Daniel's dream mean? It means that until Judgment Day, the Lord will use his angels, led by the archangel named Michael, to protect his saints, namely the Holy Christian Church. And then on Judgment Day, all the dead are going to rise, believers and unbelievers, and their souls will reunite with their bodies, and all will stand before God in judgment, and the verdict will be read. Not guilty, everlasting life to those on his right. To those on his left, guilty. Everlasting shame, contempt. Why can you and I be confident that we will spend an eternity in heaven? It's because we twinkle. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Dear Christians, you are stars. Not only now, not only in the future, but forever. According to the tales of the Old West, Wild Bill Longley killed 32 people, and he was known as a man who cheated death. On one occasion, he was being hanged, but a gang of vigilantes started shooting at him, but instead of killing him, they ended up saving him because their bullets severed the rope that was around his neck. And he escaped. Eventually, Wild Bill died. But then there were rumors that his casket contained rocks instead of his body. Well, his casket was exhumed, and there was a body in it, and the DNA test confirmed that it was Wild Bill Longley. Wild Bill did not escape death, and neither will we. But there is something we will escape, and that is the curse of death. In his letter to the Galatian congregation, the Apostle Paul assures us that Jesus took the curse of death by becoming a curse for us, by hanging on a tree, by suffering and dying for our sins. As I said earlier, some people like to try to change God's word to fit their opinions. What they also try to do is change God. They want him to be who they want him to be. A kind old man, grandpa, who doesn't care, who doesn't even notice things that are going on, who just kind of like spoils his children, letting them get away with anything. Well, that's a nice try, but it's not going to work. God is a stern but a fair judge who notices everything that we do that is wrong, and he does not let us get away with anything. And because our lives were upside down, God noticed. He noticed the sins that had changed us, and to turn us around so that we would once again look like that beautiful piece of art that God created at creation, he had to send his son Jesus to pay for our sins and our guilt and to give us his perfection. And that is why we're stars. We are stars made to shine now and forever. You have heard someone being described this way. He has a bright future ahead of him. She has a bright future ahead. What makes people say such things? They say that because of that person's bright present. What they see in that person right at that moment leads them to say they're going to have a bright future ahead of them. May our prayer be that people would describe each of us having a bright future. That means they see something in us right now which shows them that. Obviously, I am not talking about some skill that you might have, but rather a gift you have, the gift of faith. The faith that you have right in your heart is visible by how you live and act. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens. Those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Those who are wise in the Lord, those who have put their faith and trust in the Lord, and those who have died with faith are shining like stars in the heavens. We get that. But what does that last part of verse 3 mean? Those who lead many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever? My friends, that does not mean that we're going to be paid for the good works we do. No. It simply means that we will stand before God on the last day, our last day, or judgment day, and we will actually please God. He will delight in us as a dad delights in his children. It's unbelievable. But that is what God has promised to us who are his children, who believe and trust in Jesus as our Savior. Several centuries ago in a mountain village in Europe, a wealthy nobleman wondered what legacy he should leave to his members of the church that he attended. He made a good decision. He decided to build him a church. But just one thing, no one was permitted to see the plans or inside of the church until it was completed. At dedication, the members marveled at the beauty of their new church. But after a while, they noticed something was missing. It's dark in here. Where are the lamps? That nobleman simply pointed to them and said, "You are." And he gave each family a lamp. "Each time you are here," he said, "the place where you sit will be lighted. And whenever you leave, that light is going to go with you." My friends, we are God's lamps in this dark world. And just as we look up into the sky and notice the stars twinkling like a diamond, we want others to notice us in a good way, reflecting the love of our Savior God. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens. And those who lead many to righteousness, like the stars, forever and ever. Amen. We pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. On this Saints Triumphant Day, we remember with thanksgiving those of our congregation who have gone before us. They were created by God to offer his praise forever, redeemed by Jesus, God's Son, and filled with the Holy Spirit through baptism, where God gave them new life. And they have been nourished in the company of his people through the Lord's Supper and the Word. And in his mercy, God has taken them to himself in heaven, where they will continue in that joyful service to Him forever. Today we remember especially Lucy Giebelhaus, Maxine Henderson, Kay Carlson, Robert Pavia, and Phyllis Rayer. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on, for they will rest from their labors, and their deeds will follow them. Revelation 14:13. Brothers and sisters, go in peace, live in harmony with one another, serve the Lord with gladness, and the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you His peace. Amen. God bless you all.